Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law, Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Canterbury v. Spence, which was decided in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in 1972. The question before the court was, can a physician be liable for malpractice if they do not disclose severe but rare risks of a procedure? The facts of the case. Mr. Canterbury was a 19-year-old male who started experiencing severe back pain in December 1958. He saw two general practitioners who prescribed medication without improvement in his pain. He then went to Dr. Spence, a neurosurgeon. Dr. Spence conducted a physical exam and obtained x-rays, both of which were normal. Dr. Spence then obtained a myelogram, which revealed a filling defect in the area of the fourth thoracic vertebrae, and informed him that he would need a laminectomy to fix a suspected ruptured disc. Mr. Canterbury did not object to this plan or ask about it in further detail. Mr. Canterbury provided his mother's phone number, and his mother spoke to Dr. Spence. Mrs. Canterbury asked if the laminectomy was serious, and Dr. Spence stated, quote, "not any more than any other operation." Dr. Spence performed the surgery on February 11th at Washington Hospital. Mrs. Canterbury arrived in D.C. from West Virginia after the operation was complete and signed a consent form. The surgery revealed numerous spinal abnormalities. For the first day after surgery, Mr. Canterbury recovered normally. However, he then had a fall while urinating unsupervised. A few hours later, he noticed that he couldn't move his legs and was found to be paralyzed from the waist down. Mrs. Canterbury signed another surgery consent form, and Mr. Canterbury was taken for a second surgery by Dr. Spence. Mr. Canterbury's muscle control improved, but he had continued urinary issues. As of the initial trial in 1968, Mr. Canterbury required crutches to walk, had urinary incontinence, as well as bowel and genital issues. In court, Dr. Spence testified that paralysis occurred, quote, "somewhere in the nature of 1%, end quote, of laminectomies, and he believed that, quote, "communication of that risk to the patient was not good medical practice because it might deter patients from undergoing needed surgery." The trial court ruled in favor of Dr. Spence, stating that there was no error in Dr. Spence's part in diagnosing the issue and performing surgery, nor was there proof that the surgery was responsible for the paralysis. He did, however, note some negligent post-op care by the hospital. In addition, quote, "the judge did not allude specifically to the alleged breach of duty by Dr. Spence to divulge the possible consequences of the laminectomy." The holding was as follows. A physician has a duty to disclose potential treatment options and risks that a, quote, "reasonable person" would find important for making a treatment decision. Reasoning. The appellate court reversed and found that Dr. Spence violated the, quote, "physician's duty to disclose." The court discussed the principle of autonomy. They cited Justice Cardozo and Schoendorf v. Society of New York Hospital, who stated, quote, "every human being of adult years and sound mind has a right to determine what shall be done with his body." They also noted that, quote, "true consent to what happens to oneself is the informed exercise of a choice, and that entails an opportunity to evaluate knowledgeably the options available and the risks attendant upon each." The court noted that the average person does not understand medicine and is reliant on the physician to inform them. Therefore, the physician has an obligation to communicate information regarding their care. This includes discussing alternative treatments and warning the patient of the risks of the recommended treatment. As such, the court defined the standard for disclosure as what a, quote, "reasonable person" would find helpful in making a decision. The court noted two exceptions. One, when the patient is unable to consent and failure to treat would result in harm, which is an emergency situation, and two, when withholding information for therapeutic purposes is appropriate and the knowledge would pose a, quote, "threat of detriment to the patient." In sum, Canterbury v. Spence, which was decided in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in 1972, held that the physician has a duty to disclose treatment options and the risks therein that a, quote, reasonable person would find important for making a treatment decision. This established the reasonable patient standard for disclosure.